Welcome to Torat Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. Today we will be studying Sefer Tehillim Perek Kaf. My name is Esther Tokayer. I remember distinctly my first encounter with Perek Kaf, chapter 20 of Tehillim. I was in fifth grade, and there was a student in my class who was absent for quite some time. We were eventually told by our teacher that he was going to be out for a while due to illness. In processing the information with my parents, I wanted to pray for my classmate. We called my grandfather, who told me that the chapter to say was Perek Kaf, chapter 20. At the time, I could not understand why. In my young mind, it seemed to me that it dealt with war, not with sickness. But this was my lifeline for doing something for a friend that was hurting. As I grew, I learned that my grandfather had indeed given me just the Perek that is in fact the first on the list in the back of many Tehillim books to say for someone who is in need of a refuah, healing. Perek Kaf is also found in the daily morning prayers on Mondays and Thursdays, when supplications for mercy to Hanunim are recited between the prayers of Ashrei and Uba Lezion, after the repetition of the Amidah, the silent prayer, and the reading of Torah on those days. The Malbim states that this Perek of Tehillim is associated with an incident from the second book of Samuel, chapter 21, when King David is in battle with the Philistines. Yishbi Benov has set his sights on King David and sought to kill him. King David is fighting with him, and Avishai ben Tziruyah, one of King David's officers, has to join with David to fight Yishbi and defeat him. The Navi comments, Vayya'af David, and David became tired, weary. After the battle, King David's men make him swear that he would no longer come out to do battle with them. Az nishbe'u anshei David lo lemor. They wanted to ensure that his light would not be extinguished, that he would continue to lead the nation with his strong faith and wisdom. Rashi differs with the Malbim and comments that this perek is associated with an earlier chapter in the second book of Shmuel, Samuel, chapter 18, when King David is dealing with the rebellion of his son Avshalom. David devised a strategy in battle. He divides his army into three and then states he will go out with them. The people respond, Lo tetze, ki im nos nanus lo yasimo elenu lev, vi im yamutu chatzienu lo yasimo elenu lev, ki ata chamonu asara alafim, va ata tov ki tiye lanu meir la'azur. They said, if some of us flee or are killed, it is not consequential to the battle. But if the king were to die, that would be the end. You are worth 10,000 of us. In both these cases, it is clear that King David, the brave warrior who set out to defend God's name against Goliath, is no longer going out to war. He is instead remaining behind. The commentator suggests that as King David stayed behind, he used his time in prayer and Torah study for the merit of those going out to do battle. It is this chapter of Tehillim that is a request on the behalf of one of the family of Israel for another. It is a request for salvation and redemption, not for oneself, but for a compatriot. In that redemption, the author and reader of this chapter of Tehillim are confident that when that redemption comes, it brings a joy and confidence to all those who believe and put their trust in the Almighty that they will be answered for everyone to see. A brief summary of the chapter is as follows. Hashem should answer you in your time of distress. May the God of Jacob keep you safe. He will send your help directly from Zion and will remember all the sacrifices that you have given. May he grant all your heart's desires so that we may rejoice in your deliverance. Now I know that Hashem will always come to the aid of his anointed. Some will come with their chariots and some with horses, but we will prevail simply with the name of Hashem. In verse 2, Yancha Hashem biyom sara, Yisagev Hashem Elokei Yaakov. May the Lord answer you in time of trouble. The name of Jacob's God keep you safe. Looking carefully at the words of the verse, the Lord should answer. The Malbim says that the author is requesting on the behalf of the person who is in distress that the Lord answer, not any intermediaries. This is significant for several reasons. God's help would be immediate. Exactly when the person needs it. Only God has the ability to send help exactly at the moment that one needs it, Not too soon, not too late. No person can provide help in that manner. The second is because when help comes from another person, the person who received that help will offer a gift of appreciation. The person who provided the help will receive the gift and move on. Such is not the case with the Almighty. When he saves a person and the person offers a gift of appreciation, God receives the gift and remembers those gifts or sacrifices of supplications, and he rewards the person for those supplications as well. It is part of a continual relationship, the aid and the gifts. Each returns to those moments when we reach out to Hashem and offer our gifts, and when he comes to our aid. It is continuously replayed as the relationship grows and deepens, develops stronger roots and healthy branches and leaves. The name of Jacob's God keep you safe. Why did King David reference God as Jacob's God? The Radak says that Jacob is the only patriarch whose children in totality become the children of Israel. Therefore, it makes sense that the God of Jacob be the reference. It is like saying the God of my father. Of all the patriarchs, Jacob also experienced the most difficulty. Jacob said to Hashem when he is bringing his family back into the land of Israel, Nakuma b'na'ale bet kel v'e'ese sham izbeach lakel ha'one oti b'yom sarati v'yihi imadi b'derech asher halachti. He tells his family, let us go up to Bet El, and I will build an altar there to God who answered me when I was in distress and who has been with me wherever I have gone. What are the distresses in Jacob's life? He had to run away from his father's house because his brother wanted to kill him. When he comes to his mother's family's house, he's tricked into marrying Leah. Rachel, his beloved wife, is barren and she is distressed. He comes to Shechem and his daughter is raped. His sons mislead the inhabitants of Shechem and murder the town, causing Jacob to have to leave the place in a rush. He tells his family to go through their possessions and get rid of any alien gods in their possession. Rachel gives birth to a second son and then dies on the road to Beit Lechem. Distress follows Jacob throughout his life, and it is at this time that the Torah once again tells Jacob that his name is changed from Jacob to Israel. The reference to the God of Jacob is that even though there are times of difficulty and challenge in our lives, it is God who answers us in our times of distress. It is God who has always been with us, as Jacob says. This confidence in God is what creates a sense of confidence and a strong belief that God gives us the ability to live through periods of crisis, to continue to reach out to Hashem and ask for deliverance, to live with dignity despite the troubles that plague us, because the God of Jacob, who struggled with so much, is committed to keeping us strong, because he remembers all the offerings and sacrifices and supplications we have made and that we will continue to make. At the end of the chapter, the author states, Ela barecha ve'elu basusim, v'anachnu b'shem Hashem Elokeinu nazkir. They call on chariots, they call on horses, but we call on the name of the Lord our God. After the whole process of reaching out to Hashem and his answering, King David writes that even though there are enemies who will pursue, or people who are confident in their own abilities or riches or strength, we will always recall the name of the Lord. We will always know that God is the one who can provide the help and redemption when needed. The Malbim says that King David is stating that no matter what his enemies will throw his way, no matter how many enemies he may have, he knows that he need only mention God's name and redemption will come. It may seem to the onlooker that those with the chariots, those with the physical might, the illness that seems to have no cure or that is lingering or recurring is unbeatable. But with faith in Hashem as our banner and as our cry, we shall overcome. This Mizmor Tehillim, the song of praise and supplication, is special in that it begins with a prayer for the other. God should answer you in the time of your distress, and ends with the community of we rejoicing in that salvation and that redemption. We learn many things from this Perek. One is never alone when there is prayer. One is never alone when there is another that prays for you. There are circumstances in our lives that cannot be overcome alone, and that ability to recognize that and to reach out to Hashem in the community is a source of strength and comfort. That belief in Hashem's ability to restore us to health, to a position of strength, can give us dignity and a certain serenity that not all is in our hands, that there is a master of the universe who is in control, who is guiding us. That we are connected not just to each other, but to those who came before us and those who will come after, to continue a chain that was begun by our patriarchs of a strong attachment and belief in Hashem. Thank you for studying together Le'ilui Nishmat Malka Esther Bat Tzvi Yosef.